Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. In this week's episode, I want to talk about strategy. And we've had strategy conversations before where I have talked about the need to make sure that your strategy for resilience, for business continuity, crisis management, and IT disaster recovery, your need to make sure that that strategy lines up with your organization's strategic objectives. Today, I want to talk about a simple way to devise your strategy for resilience, for business continuity, crisis management, and IT disaster recovery. But first, a quick bit of background. When I'm talking about strategy, I am not talking about a plan. I'm not talking about a set of dates or a set of actions that you're going to take. Instead, I am talking about strategy, a coordinated and integrated set of choices that you have made that lay out the strategy for your organization, for your part of the team within resilience. My favorite writer on strategy is Roger Martin. Roger Martin was the dean of the Rotman School of Business in Canada, and he has written several books about strategy, and he continues to write today at his website at rogermartin.com. Roger has developed a strategy, what he defines as a strategy choice cascade. And this is the way that I think about strategy. When I was a practitioner in a Fortune 30 company leading the resilience function, I used this approach to really lay out what my strategy would be for resilience. In that organization, I owned business continuity and crisis management, and I had governance responsibility for all of resilience, including ITDR and crisis communications. So I saw this set of questions as a way to really break down and define strategy that we would use for resilience within the organization. So these questions cascade off of each other in a way that helps you get to a defining strategy for your part of the organization. So let's walk through this for a moment. The first question is, what is your winning aspiration? By this, I mean, what is your purpose of what you're trying to do? What is the guiding aspiration that you have for resilience? It's probably something along the lines of how do you you're defining a more mature resilience approach for the organization. But what is that aspiration that you're trying to achieve? What is the purpose of your team and program? What is your motivating aspiration? The second question is, where will you play? Martin talks about this as having the right playing field. It is the playing field where you can achieve the aspiration that you have set out. If you're writing this for an overall business, you're thinking about where you compete in terms of geographies, products, consumer segments, channels, vertical stages of your production environment, what have you. For you, if your winning aspiration is about resilience, then where you play outlines which parts of the organization you're going to play in. At my company, when I was a practitioner inside of an organization, it was the whole firm. It was the retail segment. It was the .com. It was online fulfillment. It was global sourcing and inspection. It was the corporate environments. I had to protect all of that. So I didn't have so much of a choice about where I would play. But for some organizations, you might just be focused on one aspect of your organization today. Maybe it's just manufacturing. Maybe it's just your product categories. Maybe it's just a product category. But it's the two questions. What is your winning aspiration and where will we play? Once you've defined that, the third question is, how do we win? So you've decided where to play. What are the unique things you need to do to be able to win in that environment? So it's your value proposition. It's your competitive advantage. It's the things that you are going to do to win on that chosen playing field. So think of those as almost the pillars of your strategy, the tactics you will use to achieve that strategy. The fourth one is, what capabilities must be in place to win? So what's the set of capabilities you have to have in order to achieve that victory, how you will win, on the playing field you have chosen that helps you achieve that winning aspiration. So these are your reinforcing activities that you're going to follow. It is your major capabilities that you're going to build. It's a specific configuration that you need. Maybe you need business continuity software as a way of making sure that you can win. So those capabilities, what are those capabilities that have to be in place, is that fourth question. The last question is, what are the management systems required to build those capabilities so that you can win on the playing field that you've chosen and achieve the aspiration that you've set out? When we say management systems, Martin is talking broadly. It is about the IT systems, the structures, and the measures that you need to have in place to support these four other choices that you have made. So as you can imagine, this choice cascade might exist relatively simply for you in a smaller organization. It may be sets of choices and interconnected cascades in larger organizations. For example, when I was in a Fortune 30 company as the head of resilience, this was my strategy choices at my level, but it had to layer into my boss's strategy, which had to layer into his boss's strategy, which needed to layer into the strategic objectives of the organization. In theory, those all interconnect. But this is a simple five-question framework that will let you start to outline what your strategy should look like. When you put this together, you should be able to explain this on one piece of paper. It is your enterprise resilience strategy, and it covers that cascade of choices from your aspirational statement, what is your winning aspiration, all the way down to what management systems are required to achieve that. If you find this approach interesting, I would encourage you to check out Roger Martin's works and his books. His best book on this topic is Playing to Win, which he co-wrote with former Procter & Gamble CEO A.G. Lafley. But this will give you some idea of how we think about doing strategy and how you can apply this to your organization. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.